Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve is in the morning now, 8:48 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Radio talk host Rush Limbaugh dead after a battle with lung cancer. He was 70.
Two.
Governor wants vaccination priority for Kansas teachers and school staff.
One.
Basketball, Kansas 59, Kansas State 41. Tonight, Houston at Wichita State. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I have a traffic accident in the Riverside area, non-injury traffic accident at West River Boulevard and NIMS. You want to watch out if you're happen to be driving past there. Again, that's West River Boulevard and NIMS. Traffic accident, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 24 degrees. Cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low 6. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 30 degrees. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And a chilly 6 degrees. A study explores what cars men and women prefer and what that means for crash safety.
This is House Call for Health. A new study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety suggests women are more likely than men to be hurt in a car crash, but not because of their gender, because of the vehicle they might be driving.
Men are more likely to drive pickup trucks. Women are more likely to drive passenger cars. But even within the same vehicle type, like, say, for example, SUVs, women are more likely to drive smaller, lighter ones, while men are more likely to drive bigger, heavier ones. And all of those things can influence injury risk.
That's Jessica Jermakian, the vice president vehicle research for the Institute. Men crashed in pickups 20% of the time compared to just 5% of women. When it came to cars, however, 70% of the crashes involved women compared to 60% men. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment aid rose last week to 861,000, evidence that layoffs remain painfully high despite a steady drop in the number of confirmed viral infections. Applications from laid-off workers rose 13,000 from the previous week, which was revised sharply higher, the Labor Department said. Walmart swung to a loss in the fourth quarter as the sale of its Japan and United Kingdom divisions weighed on its performance. Sales surged by 7.4% in that period, and that includes critical holiday shopping season, and sales at stores open at least a year rose 8.6%, up from 6.4% previous quarter. That's at Walmart. 8:51, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. No sale for a West Wichita building. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen, Ted. Yeah, Sedgwick County pulling out of a deal to buy the old Riverside Hospital. Just days were remaining before an agreement on the $4.1 million purchase took effect. Commissioners decided in December that they would try to move many county functions to the building and free up room in the county courthouse for the district court system. But commissioners agreed that after county officials inspected the former hospital, it did not meet the county's needs. Pandemic for the last year has wreaked havoc on the small and medium-sized businesses, but it hasn't killed the entrepreneurial spirit. Excuse me. Michelle Albrock began the process of becoming a franchisee of popular iced tea shops in Texas called HTO. H-T-E-A-O. Albrecht discovered the tea shop while she was working as a morning TV anchor in Amarillo. She had been craving the tea since she moved to Wichita 7 years ago, and construction's expected to start soon on her first store at 13th and Tyler. And Fidelity Bank has started an initiative focused on equality, inclusion, and diversity. The bank named LaShonda Garnes the initiative's new director. She'll lead long-term planning and a push toward fostering a culture of inclusion. It'll be part of Fidelity's Office of Culture and Talent. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, I drive by that hospital at Central and McLean frequently, and I'm amazed. It's a great big building. It looks like it's brand new from the outside. I'm sure it's not that new on the inside, but it's just one of those big buildings just sitting there, empty. And I'd like to see somebody put a use to it. It's a great looking building.
Yeah, it's kind of had some operations on and off over the last few years, but yeah, this deal fell through, that's for sure. County thought it was going to be able to move some services over there, then didn't work.
And they also had some nice buildings there where there were some doctor's offices, some clinics there, and nobody's there anymore, so they all bailed out. I think that's where I got my very first colonoscopy right there. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there may be a plaque to that effect at that
good
hospital.
Times.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah, celebration there. Now, I don't know if you were listening just a moment ago. I know you can't listen constantly, although you would really like to, Bill. But just a few minutes ago, Ted brought up that today is Yoko Ono's 88th birthday.
Oh, and, I always celebrate this birthday.
I'll tell you what. Growing up in Kansas City in that gated community of yours, how about you were a Yoko Ono fan, weren't you?
A groundbreaking artist in the history of popular music.
Yeah. Did you actually have a Yoko Ono kimono?
I did, and it was very difficult to say, you know.
Yoko Ono.
Try to tell
say.
People, and I.
say that five times quick.
All yeah.
Right. Enough. We're making fun of a great artist, Yoko Ono, today. That's just terrible that I've been led in that direction.
Well, bless her heart, it's her birthday.
Bless her
That's
heart.
Right.
Well, this is awful. National Drink Wine Day, and it doesn't matter if it's a Chablis or a Chardonnay, or am I saying the right thing here? I don't know much about wine.
I think so, and you better have wine if you're going to listen to the Yoko Ono albums, yeah,
I'm thinking about a quart of vodka when I do the drink.
Yeah. A little Jack Daniels for your
no kidding.
Listening pleasure.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, Yoko Ono's birthday. Wine day, it's supposed to be good for lowering the risk of liver disease, type 2 diabetes, certain kinds of cancers, heart attack, and stroke. And it's just some of the benefits of wine. It also can reduce the bad cholesterol, that's the LDL, and increase the good, that's HDL. So, National Drink Wine Day. And I know that.
Yeah, thanks for that clinical analysis of wine.
So what wine goes best with bologna and cheese sandwiches? I'd go with maybe Mad Dog 2020.
There you go. What's the price? 40 twice.
40 twice. Hey, we've got something in common. We're a couple of wine connoisseurs, aren't we?
You bet.
Son, give me your best box.
That's right.
Please, a box of wine. I'll have mine to go. Thank you, guys. National Drink Wine Day. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program. Christopher Rufo is going to be on. He's director of the Center for Health and Poverty Critical Race Theory. And they're going to talk about that on Glenn Beck coming up this morning. 9 o'clock is our news at the top of the hour, and we'll have some details on the passing of Rush Limbaugh. That's at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day, Stephenson in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 6 degrees.